drive in a different direction for a few minutes. See, how do you like that? When driving a different direction on bumpy roads. Joining me now, Jesse Hathaway, the managing editor of Budget and Tax News, a publication of Heartland Institute. Why aren't we spending money for roads on roads? Well, I know the answer. Because we're too busy trying to get Donald Trump impeached to worry about much of anything else. Jesse, welcome to the program.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on the show this morning, Steve.
Glad to have you here. I think the reason being is, I mean, Donald Trump has talked about a trillion-dollar infrastructure package, but meanwhile, in you know, every place you go, Michigan, there's a big battle over the roads. I think this is true in a lot of states. You know, consumers filling up at gas stations have filled up state and federal government highway funds with all sorts of taxes, excise taxes, fuel taxes, consumption taxes, all part of the price of doing business. Your cornflakes have gas tax in them, if you don't think about it that way. But we're not doing as much to build roads as we should. What's going on?
Well, the reason, to answer your question, the reason we're not spending gas tax money on the thing that it's actually intended to be spent on, the roads, is because our lawmakers are spending on other things. At the federal level, up to 25% of gas tax revenue goes to goes to things that are not roads. They go to things like bike programs for cities or subways or parks. I've seen, park construction. So in essence, if you were to actually spend the road money on the roads, then you would get so much more money that would go to the states, go to the cities, and they'd be able to do so much more. In Michigan, it's not just obviously the problem is the worst at the federal level, because that's where most states get their highway money. But even at the state level, a lot of states don't spend the road money for the roads. They spend it on other projects. For example, New York is a really bad example of this. New York only spends about 22%, so 22 cents out of every dollar collected from gas tax was going to things like operation of the day-to-day operation of the Department of Transportation, or going to debt service to
You're telling me, hold on, what you're telling me, Jesse, what you're telling me is that these governments, they tell the consumers, those being the taxpayers, you give us this money, and they don't really say you give us, they just take the money, make a lot of promises about where the money's going and where it's going to be used, and then they use it for something else. Are you telling me that we're being lied to? I am shocked.
I know, that's kind of shocking, isn't it?
I'm mortified.
It is a lie, because it's a lot of times it's buried in Department of Transportation reports and various other agencies' reports. But when you actually go and look, you find stuff like that. They do list the stuff. It's just buried in reports and handouts. But if people were to go find that information, or were to be told that information, they'd probably get kind of upset that their road money is not being spent on the roads.
So it's going to just all sorts of, it goes to the general funds, it goes to fix this, it goes to pay for that. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the great promise of the lottery in all of these different places. The lottery will be the great savior financially of all these places, which is the new grand lie of marijuana. Now it's going to be marijuana. We're going to tax marijuana. We're going to make so much money. We're going to roll around in it every night, and we won't have to worry about anything. It comes from this tax and lotteries and marijuana. And in the end of the day, they find new and creative ways to squander our money, don't they?
Well, that's true, because a lot of times these those funds don't have safeguards, if you will, mandating what that money gets spent on. So it gets treated like a slush fund for to cover up budget holes in other areas. And when you do that, you have less money to spend on the thing that it's actually supposed to be spent on.
So they fill budget holes, but not potholes. Is that what I'm getting out of this? They smoke weed, buy a lottery ticket, and go knock their teeth loose by hitting all the potholes they failed to fix along the way. Is that about right?
Well, that's a good way to sum it up. And so, you know, in a lot of ways, because that's happening, because they're not spending, lawmakers don't spend fund money on what they're supposed to be spending on it, they do have to go start looking for other things to bring into the mix, as you said, with the lottery or with state sales of marijuana. So, I mean, so it's just, but if they, like I said, if you would, the gas tax was created all the way back at the turn of the 20th century. You know, Oregon was the first state to have a gas tax. So we've had this idea for over 100 years, but the problem is that when you add in inflation, you add in the fact that cars are much more efficient than they were back then, and they're becoming more and more efficient as time goes on, you know, even though people are actually driving more than they were in the past, cars are just getting more efficient. So people are buying less fuel to go this, you know, more amount of miles. So so the roads are being used up because that's what, you know, just everyday wear and tear. But the stuff that's being paid, that pays for it, the gas tax revenue, is being stretched thinner and thinner. So there's a lot of things that can be done, you know, a lot of different ideas out there, you know, looking at toll roads, looking at...
Sure. There's always more ways to squeeze the individual.
Just use the money for what it's supposed to be used for. That's step zero before you get into these other ideas of replacing...
Wouldn't that be nice, Jesse? Wouldn't that be nice? Jesse Hathaway, everybody, managing editor of Budget and Tax News. Great conversation, Jesse. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for having me on.
All right, quick break. We'll talk more about your money in just a moment.